I'm the mother of a young son, and I'm raising my son as a feminist.
It's 2015, but sexism is, well,
everywhere.
And so it's just so actually quite nice to see this research. There's actually proof that this is happening, that women, you know, do feel the cold more than men.
Don't like it.
Film it, bro, film
it. I'm filming it.
In Rome, papal guards and police officers were quickly on the scene and arrested the woman who shouted, "God is woman," and had the slogan written on her chest and back.
I decided that I was a feminist, but my recent research has shown me that feminism has become an unpopular word.
You go.
How can you slap me, sir?
In what aspect of American culture do women not have equal rights?
The fact that we don't have paid maternity leave, but we still have a culture that says that women should care for children, I think it's very sexist.
So you want to go against the biological ticking of humans that women are the raisers of children?
That's biologically incorrect, sir.
I supported it. How much? Why did you step on my prime manis? What's wrong with you? Well, move back now. Give it up. Don't be so angry. Bloody feminist. Give it up. Give it up. Don't be so aggressive. Exactly. You're so aggressive. Relax. I'm supporting this. Stop shouting in my face. I'm supporting this. Shut up. Relax. Shut up. What the hell are you doing? What's wrong with you? Why did she do that? Women power. I'm not. That's ridiculous. Oh my God. Women power. How's about some potty power, silly woman?
It means teaching our kids that boys and girls can do anything. Look, I tell my kids, use your words for good.
No one ever said being a parent was easy, but it's work that needs to be done, and we're gonna do it, damn it.
We are going to parent a generation of boys that are part of the solution rather than the problem.
Because feminism isn't just about women, it's about everyone.
Who is Judith Butler? How does radical feminism continue to affect modern society? What is queer theory? Assalamu alaikum, I'm Mother Farhaider, and this is The Machinations. Women in the West have been fighting for equal rights for over 150 years. There has been a problem with male supremacy, including theories that justified it and represented women as mentally incompetent. Yet, with communist opposition to early capitalism, a social current arose in the 19th century. Women's issues were taken up by Marx and Engels and converted into a class issue. Women fought for sexual self-determination through the legalization of contraception and abortion. Radical feminists fought for equality, but were fervently against marriage, family, child, and mothers, and calling for the deregulation of sexuality. In a nutshell, they fought against everything that lesbians couldn't have. Sister Zainab Thani in the studio today will be telling us a little bit about Judith Butler. So, who is she?
Assalamu alaikum. So Judith Butler is a US philosopher and Jewish lesbian and is seen as the main proponent of gender mainstreaming and the pioneer gender theory. She developed a complicated theory aimed at creating subversive confusion in order to shake the foundations of the human order. Butler argues that there's no such thing as men and women. One, sex is a fantasy and we only believe in it because it's been repeated so often. Instead, she argues that identity is free-flowing and flexible and people can assume multiple gender identities based on sexual orientation. Butler's postmodern gender ideology sought the destruction of inherited cultural and religious value systems and is supported by the sexual revolutionary agenda and by the political elites. It is based on totalitarian endeavors and imposes its ideology on society by various means, including politically motivated changes to language. It also promotes the pornography epidemic, the homosexual movement, the latter being the driver behind the sexual revolution. Butler was also an important proponent and practitioner of queer theory.
So queer basically means anything not heterosexual.
That's right. Queer theory claims biological sex is irrelevant to identity as it represents a dictatorship of nature against one's own self-definition. We must be freed from this dictatorship. Identity is determined by sexual orientation. It's flexible, changeable, diverse. The illusion of male-female is created by the incest taboo and linguistic designations male-female, mother-father must be eliminated in favour of free self-invention. Society's heterosexual signatures must be eliminated. Butler's theory was welcomed and implemented by elites such as de Beauvoir, Lacan, Derrida, Foucault. It's only taken 20 years for gender theory to become an influential ideology backed by governments and universities. The majority of people do not even know what it is, but it's already gone mainstream.
That's how these things work. And even as Sister Thani relates this, it almost gives you chills that we have become so familiarized by such theories practically through Disney cartoons and school and TV. In just 20 years, you can see the transformation of society, of morals and beliefs. The UN General Assembly in Article 16 proclaimed that the family is the natural and fundamental group unit of society and is entitled to protection by society and state.
And that sounds wonderful, except in stark contrast, the UN and powerful sub-organizations now fight for the dissolution of man-woman identity, the elimination of marriage and family, dividing generations through autonomous children's rights, doing away with sexual morality, abortion as a human right. So with the collapse of communism in 1989, a new world vision emerged aimed at the dismantling of sexual norms, which were then exploited for the strategic purpose of worldwide population reduction.
In the name of freedom, new rights were proclaimed and propagated to undermine religious traditions.
That's correct. And these new rights include the right to free love, contraception, abortion, artificial fertilization, to choose one's sexual orientation, and of children's rights against their parents. To imbue public consciousness with these new rights, the UN held world conferences to establish the New World Vision.
Now, going back to our previous episode, and if you haven't watched it, make sure you do, because you need to know the roots of all these ways of thinking. The main key protagonists, while they had differences of opinion amongst themselves, came together to forge a kind of new way of thinking. With the student rebellions in the late 1960s that swept from California in the US across Europe, the major forces of the sexual revolution fused together, with students being influenced and inspired by the thoughts of Marx and Engels and Freud and Reich and de Beauvoir and so on. The Frankfurt School of Europe in turn promulgated these ideas by merging Marxist theory and psychoanalysis and intended to transform society based on communist principles, i.e. the abolition of private property and the destruction of religion and family.
What's interesting is that the Holocaust was blamed by the authoritarian character of the Germans, and the family became seen as the breeding ground of authoritarianism. The family therefore had to be destroyed in order to re-educate the German race. That's why even today, if you hint at questioning the entire LGBT movement or question feminism, you'll be labeled as a Nazi. So I accept most likely I will be labeled by these other movements. The feminists will call me, they'll call me repressed, and obviously I'm a Nazi, obviously I'm a fascist, I'm a totalitarian, I suppose they call me an authoritarian, whatever else they label me with, but that's fine. We'll live with that, because it actually means absolutely nothing to us when we're trying to just uncover the truth. We'll let the labels keep coming at us. We don't care.
Throughout the 1950s and 1960s, sex shops opened and the sex films were promoted alongside the lifting of the porn ban in the 1970s Europe. The hippie subculture was flourishing with the slogan, "Make love, not war." Feminists worked hard to convince society that women who chose to be wives and mothers were oppressed and inferior, and they asserted that women could only find fulfillment by pursuing a career and through liberating their sexuality. The mass media brought the message of the sexual liberation into every home with increasingly graphic sexual images and infiltrating the minds of the masses and shifting the sexual moral code.
That stuff went everywhere, by the way, in every crack.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Oh.
Did you want to?
Sorry. I'll let you.
Next time.
Go. Now, go find Vikings on other planets. The universe is full of testosterone. Trust me, it's unbearable.
Back to normal, am I? The only time I've been a man, that last body. Dear Lord, how do you cope with all that ego?
What's that face? Are you thinking? Stop it, you're a man, it looks weird.
Beauvoir was a staunch feminist, famous for writing The Second Sex. She formed a powerful and strategic alliance with Sanger, IPPF, Kinsey, etc. She was anti-motherhood, anti-men, viewed pregnancy as mutilation and the fetus as a parasite. Despite the ban on abortion, de Beauvoir set up an abortion clinic and used a campaign that accused prominent women of having abortions in order to eradicate the ban.
Now, when it comes to feminism, a lot of people don't understand what radical feminism actually is and where it stems from. If they knew, then a lot of sisters and brothers would never want to be attributed to it, because this is what it really comes down to.
Exactly, brother. This is what I've been saying the longest time. But see, people are so convinced that feminism is righteous that they get shocked when I say that, no, I'm not a feminist. I'm proud to be not a feminist. Dr. Kate highlights that the radical feminist agenda that de Beauvoir espoused since she was 15, rejection of sexual morality, rejection of marriage, rejection of motherhood, rejection of family, abortion as a woman's human right, career woman as the only role model, power struggle against men. Feminism boomed in the 1970s and 1980s and became less about equal rights. Instead, the goal shifted to the renunciation of heterosexuality, destruction of family and religious institutions. And as such, it sought to destroy the social structures that are built on the union of man and woman in marriage.
Stay tuned for more, inshallah. When it comes to population control, we have to understand that those in power do not want you to have children.
Globally, around 40 million children each year are killed in the womb before they can be born.
Upon the stones are written a kind of new 10 commandments for the new age.
1. Maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. 2. Guide reproduction wisely. Population control is a lot about depopulation.